I will leave Katja there and talk to our fellows up in Brisbane. How are you guys?
G'day, Annie.
G'day.
Good, how are you going?
Great. I can hear the birds in the background, so you must be in the gardens, are you?
Yeah, we're in Musgrave Park. There's heaps of birds around. There was a couple of ibises pecking around my tent this morning, actually.
Well, that's a bit different from Melbourne, I'd have to say, although it is sunny here. tell us, what are the plans for the week? What are you doing?
So as some of our listeners might already be aware, 3CR is going to be bringing you coverage from all of the activities in the lead up to the G20, which is happening next weekend here in Brisbane at the Convention Centre. So there's a whole range of stuff planned in resistance to that. We're here at the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. The Brisbane Blacks have organised a whole lot of activities during the week. I can run through some of them.
Yeah,
share that. Okay. Hang on a sec. I've just lost the program. Here it is. It's in my pocket. So today we're all just kind of meeting each other and getting to know each other, but tomorrow there's going to be a Welcome to Country and some yarning circles. On Monday, there's a rally against the continuing state stealing of Aboriginal children. On Tuesday, there's going to be a rally against fracking and uranium mining, waste dumping. On Wednesday, there's a Young People's Forum, and that'll actually include a whole lot of folks talking about their recent experiences of travelling to Turtle Island and meeting with and working with Indigenous resistance leaders over there in Canada. And then on Thursday, there's a forum about land rights, basically, around sovereignty, treaty, and what comes next after native title or beyond native title. And on Friday, there's a deaths in custody rally. And then on Saturday and Sunday, of course, on Saturday, there's going to be a big rally and then a global Indigenous conference happening across both those days. So there's heaps of stuff on.
So this is basically a First Nations perspective on running parallel to the G20 leaders talk fest.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think what it's easy to forget is that the G20 started in 1999. It was a meeting of finance ministers and bankers. And the title of the Aboriginal resistance here to the G20 is Decolonisation Before Profit. So these people who are coming here to Brisbane to meet and discuss the world's economy are the same people who, you know, have been carving up the Earth's resources, exploiting the Earth and exploiting Indigenous people and stealing their land for, you know, hundreds if not thousands of years. So, there's a whole lot of stuff happening in resistance to that.
Now, where are these actual forums, etc., going to happen? In the garden, in the park? Or?
So we're at the moment, we're camped in front of Jagera Hall. So folks might have heard, I think it was reported also in the mainstream press, but we definitely talked about it at 3CR, that Jagera Hall was closed by the Brisbane City Council last week.
You'd almost call it a preemptive strike.
Yeah, absolutely. It was closed. The Murrays here got back in and we're all in here at the moment. So a lot of stuff will be happening at the hall. And then there's going to be kind of tents and stuff set up throughout Musgrave Park and stages and things. So there's, the whole park is going to have stuff going on in there.
Because it's right next to the tent embassy.
Yeah, well, the embassy, I guess the physical manifestation of the embassy in the park is the sacred fire, which is always here in Musgrave Park. A lot of stuff there'll be a lot of talking around the fire, I'd say.
Is it true that where the fire is, is actually got a leasehold by an Aboriginal family or the Murrays.
Yeah, I don't understand all the legal ins and outs of it, because it's, you know, something to do with property law or something. But yeah, more or less, there's about a third or a quarter of Musgrave Park is actually not public land, as in state land. It's
genuinely Aboriginal
on
land.
Some kind of, yeah, well, yeah, like in terms of, you know,
white
white
policy.
Man's property law.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a funny thing to say that.
Sorry,
it's a funny thing to say that, considering the whole country's Aboriginal land, but.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but we can find out, you know, what that means when we talk with some of the elders and the younger Murrays who you know, set up the embassy. We can find out what that actually means, and especially what it means in terms of our activities here and our capacity to prevent, you know, the police from moving people on from this area.
Just before we leave the hall, how did they get their hall back?
They just came back in. Oh, well, it's not strictly true. They also, you know, that as I understand, there was some protests and, you know, a lot of, you know, pretty strong discussions with the mayor, and I think there was a meeting with the premier. So, yeah, they just demanded it back, as far as I understand.
Good. Okay.
Now,
talking about security. Have you seen any of this incredibly expensive high-level security that's been publicised in the mainstream media?
No, not yet, but we haven't really been driving. So the declared zone, so maybe I'll just give an overview of what's
going on,
what's planned in terms of, yeah, the state's security preparations. So basically from today until the end of the G20, so I think until the 16th or 17th, there's zones in Brisbane that will have different laws applying to them. Those zones are called, there's like a secure zone, a declared zone, and a motorcade zone. Once they lock down the secure zones, which I think will actually be closer to the G20 the weekend, actually no one is allowed in there without, you know, accreditation, prior approved by the Commonwealth. The motorcade zones are basically, you know, the roads that participants in the G20 will be using to get there, and there's laws applying to those, which criminalise any kind of activity that might prevent this, you know, kind of passage of G20 participants. Yeah, and in the secure zone, like, there's a whole lot of quite heavy laws about what goes on if you try to breach the secure zone. So I guess the laws that more directly apply to most of us who are here, who are involved with the resistance to the G20, are the laws applying in the declared zone. So the declared zone is massive. It covers pretty well the entire city centre of Brisbane, as well as, like, stretching further out into some of the inner suburbs. The Musgrave Park is in South Brisbane. We're actually right across the road from the convention centre. It's in the declared zone, and there's laws that apply in the declared zone that severely restrict the right to protest. So more or less, you're not allowed to protest unless it's entirely non-disruptive. Nobody in the protest engages in any of the activities that are being criminalised, which I'll get to in a sec. If one or two people do, immediately the whole protest becomes illegal. And also there's a whole range of prohibited items. So there's a whole lot of other laws.
Are you allowed to have signs?
You're not allowed to have signs on sticks. So you can't have, you know, placards, and you can't have banners on sticks, and they have to be, you know, like, so...
Are you allowed to have icy
poles
on sticks?
They're pretty wide-ranging.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Are you allowed to have icy poles on sticks?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, maybe we should try it out. But yeah, I guess the point of the laws is to criminalise any protest activity that's not the state isn't deeming legitimate, and the protest activity that they're deeming legitimate is protest that doesn't have any impact whatsoever. You know, it's within a incredibly restricted area, and not doing anything that could be construed as impinging on the dignity and safe, and I think it's something like the safe enjoyment of the G20 by its participants. And the list of prohibited items is enormous, and it's quite, you have to wonder about the brainstorming session that went into it, because things such as lizards and insects and remote controlled toys and eggs are all banned, and if you are found with these items on you in a prohibited area and the police officer who is searching you doesn't believe that your excuse is reasonable, which something which is entirely up to their discretion, then you can be arrested.
A lizard?
So,
a lizard?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any protest activity involving lizards? I haven't.
No, neither.
I don't know where they got that idea from. That's, yeah.
So maybe someone's got a phobia. A phobia
maybe.
Against lizards.
Yeah. So, Addie, as I'm talking to you, I'm wandering down towards the sacred fire. There's a couple of folks here that we can say g'day to.
Great.
So, as you might know, there was two buses that came up from Melbourne over the last couple of days. It was a bus full of 3CR programmers with a trailer full of broadcast gear. And there was First Nations Liberation bus. So we're just going to wander down to the fire and see who's here and see if they want to say g'day.
Good on you.
So the sacred fire is right at the front of Musgrave Park and under a few trees. And as I'm walking down here, you kind of got view straight into the convention centre in front of us. All right, let's see who we've got here. Do you want to say g'day, Viv?
G'day, Viv.
All right, hang on a sec. I'm just going to give Viv some headphones so she can...
Actually hear me.
So she can hear you. Yeah. All right, so we've got Viv here. It's Annie in the studio at 3CR.
G'day, Viv. How are you?
All right.
Hi, Annie. I'm good.
Oh, and you How made we... it.
Yes, we made it. It was a long drive, but well worth it. The sun's out. Lots of people here already. And we're just sitting around the fire having a yarn with Wayne Wharton, Robbie and some others.
We're all envious. Wish we were there.
Yeah, I can't wait. Today's a bit of a chill day, as I understand, and get into it tomorrow.
What are you anticipating doing tomorrow? What do you think is going to happen?
I think there were workshops, yarning circles, and just, I don't know, start organising, I suppose.
What's it like being there beside the sacred fire like that?
I'm buzzed. It feels like Canberra 2012, but better and bigger. And the convention centre's about like 150 metres away, which was surprising to me.
Hmm.
We went for a little walk last night and checked it all out. Like tourists.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a lovely park you're in.
Yeah, have you been up here?
Yeah, I have seen this park and it was just lovely. Big trees.
Yeah.
Moreton Bay figs.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people too I've connected with. Over the years, they're all coming up here the next few days.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of Aboriginal support from all over the country.
Yes, I know a few myself coming from WA. Yeah, looking forward to everyone in the same place and power up, hopefully.
And expressing First Nations opinions about what's going on with the world.
Absolutely. And just try and, you know, not try, but speak our truth and let people know we're still here and we've still got questions, we've still got things that we want addressed. And to get our, you know, our people out of the oppression that's been imposed on us.
Have you got anything more to say, Viv, or are you going to pass the mic on?
Yeah, I'll pass it on.
Cool.
Nice chatting, Annie.
You too.
See ya.
Enjoy yourself.
All right, Annie, I'm going to go for a wander now to another corner of the park.
The river's quite close, isn't it?
Just taking you on a bit of a tour this morning.
Yeah, the river's quite close. The river is quite close, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we're not far from the river at all. Because, you know, South Brisbane's kind of on the river. So as I'm looking over towards the convention centre, like the river's kind of just behind the convention centre. Yeah.
It's all quite compact
it's
too.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's actually really lovely, I remember. Rivers in Queensland are mighty compared to ours. Huge.
Yeah, and really windy. The river's really windy. Yeah, it's pretty lovely. So I'm walking with Raya over towards the kind of, I get my bearings mixed up in Brizzy, but I think it must be kind of the west, northwest corner of the park, where there's a huge tent being set up for the kitchen that's going to be churning out, I don't know, somewhere between several hundred to more thousand meals once people start kind of moving in here.
There's a lot of
and there's
a lot of organization.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's a organizing group here in Brisbane as well called BrizCan, who's been organizing for several months or longer, possibly, I'm not sure. Towards the G20, they've also organised a people's summit, which is happening during the week, I think from Wednesday to Friday. It's got a packed schedule, which can be accessed online at, I think it's just, if you Google BrizCan, you should find it. And some of their activities will be happening here at Musgrave Park as well, but those that aren't are happening in this kind of general area. Actually, just looking up to the west of Musgrave Park now, up the hill, and there's a big building, the Greek Club, and there's going to be some forums and stuff happening there. So there's just basically heaps going on, you know, and it's going to be way more interesting out here than anything that could possibly be happening inside the convention centre.
I can imagine, yeah. And also I can imagine that it's going to be an experience of people bonding, networking and empowering themselves.
Yeah, for sure. So I should mention that 3CR is going to be bringing coverage of the Brisbane Blacks program, as well as whatever we get to in the People's Summit, every day through the week and over the weekend. So we'll be broadcasting at this time every day from 7... Oh, sorry, I'm on Brizzy time. From 8 till 8.30 from 3CR, you know, out of 3CR, and also in the afternoon from 5.30 to 6. So folks can tune in at those times every day to hear updates from us here on site. And we're also, you know, there'll be other stuff being put out through other programs as well during the week as we record forums here and do some interviews with people. Over the next couple of days, we're planning on bringing you some of the background and history to the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. So that should start either this afternoon or tomorrow morning in our tomorrow slot on Sunday morning and through to Sunday afternoon, just to kind of bring you some of the stories from some of the history of this place here in Musgrave Park. It's been a place of gathering and struggle for the Murrays for decades, and as I understand, it's a meeting place for much, much, much longer than that. So we're going to kind of share some of that history with you, talk to some of the elders here at the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy and about their memories of the protests against the Stolen Wealth Games in 1982, and the setting up of the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy a few years ago, how that came about. So, yeah, we'll be bringing you all of that over the next few days while everyone gears up towards some of the rallies and forums planned.
Well, thank you very much for getting to us and relating what's going on in Musgrave Park. preceding the G20, I better let you go, Alina, so that you can have your breakfast. But make sure you...
I haven't had brekkie yet. Yeah,
make sure you don't have any eggs. Or you may...
I won't. There's no eggs. There's no eggs here.
Eggs are off the...
off the menu.
Yeah, see you later, mate.
All right, thanks, Annie. See you later.
And we've been listening to our compatriots up at Musgrove Park in Brisbane, who are there waiting to give us various information about what's going on in the G20 leading up to it, as well as giving us a broader understanding of the struggles of First Nations and supporters against the holus bolus belief that corporations and national governments can just sideswipe the normal process of human living.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.